Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday morning. Interesting conversations on this Wednesday morning. Wednesday, January 24th, 2024, 15 minutes past the hour, 40 degrees and light rain. Certainly a change from last week. Now, I got some information there during the break that I think is very important. And I'm always happy when somebody does send me information like this because I am not a lawyer and I do not deal with a lot of these laws on a day-to-day basis. So I appreciate any help in this manner because I think it helps educate the audience as well as educate me, and we can have a more accurate conversation when it comes to a lot of these things going on. Now, if you were wondering here back at the barn this morning, the Sunshine Law can be violated in many different ways that don't involve the entire group being in the same room at the same time. Public officials find what they think are workarounds, special meetings, phone calls, email, or text chains, but they are not, and they are still illegal. So there you go. Above it all, it is an ethical obligation to avoid the appearance of not being transparent. If the public perceives that decisions are not made in public, that is bad and perpetuates the stereotype of not so good old boy politics. Perception is reality. So there you go. It doesn't have to be everybody in the same room at the same time to break the sunshine laws. So there's that. Now, for a timeline for sake here, for timeline's sake, the council did meet on January 1st for swearing in, voting in the clerk pro temp, president pro temp, and budget. So that all happened. Now, the position that I was talking about last hour, which I'm confused about, Bill Collins wanted this position, Director of Special Projects. It was supposed to be Mr. Bodine who was going to do this. Now, I believe Bill Collins campaigned that he wanted this position, felt he needed this position, and up until January the 8th, I believe he said he needed this position. Then on Monday night, which I don't think we talked about yesterday, Mayor Collins came back and said, well, I don't see the need for this position anymore. He's already, Mr. Bodine is already the service director. I think he can do these positions from the service position. And Mr. Pollack came on yesterday and said, well, it's still going up for a third reading next week, so we might vote it in anyway, even though at this point maybe the mayor does not want it. Okay, so these are the issues that are going on in the city right now amongst everything else. So, I guess the sunshine laws could have been violated, and I think even at some point yesterday, and somebody will have to go back and play the conversation with Mr. Pollack, I do believe that he said at one point that he thought there had been a phone call, that's what brought all this on. So here we are, 740-751-4038. And then there's the question, is the county going to sue the city schools at this point over the lease of the building, the sheriff's office, out on Delaware Avenue? So there's that. Also, don't forget, in his first interview since all this happened, Jason Schauber will be with us tomorrow morning live from 8:15 until 10 a.m. So here are the problems we face at this particular juncture. Number one, were sunshine laws violated by council to take Jason Schauber and Ayers Ratliff off of some of these committees? Okay, that's number one. Number two, did the auditor do something illegal? Was there a misappropriation of funds? That's an issue right now. Number three, Did Bill Collins use coercion to get Miranda McGuinness out of that position? And I guess by looking at the Sunshine Laws now, being that that was not done in public, to my knowledge, that maybe that could be a violation of Sunshine Law. But again, Bill Collins was not in office when all of that went down. So, you know, I just don't know anymore at this point. There's a lot of problem down there, and we just hope it can be cleared up. But goodness gracious, what a mess we have at this particular point. Okay, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We kind of had to cut away quick there because the break was coming up, so if there's more to say, we can certainly talk about it now. 740-751-4038. So there you go, all the news as we're rolling along here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I got a question.
Go ahead.
So when you're referencing the accusations that Ayers Ratliff made against Miranda McGuinness,
right,
about the, what are we calling it, misappropriation?
I believe that's how it's referred to. Let me make sure here. Just to double check, heaven knows I don't want to misquote anything here. Yeah, misappropriation of funds.
If she openly admits in an open city council meeting that he's spot on, I mean, she didn't want to make a motion to deny anything, then doesn't that bump that up from accusation to a fact?
Well, she said she didn't have intent and it wasn't done on purpose, but as far as not disagreeing with what Ayers said, yeah, I think that did happen.
Right, so there's a fact.
Right, but the...
She never did or said anything to dispute it.
But then the question becomes, why was there no further discussion about it?
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of... The accusation was made. Again, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but people who were at the meeting saw it. She said there was no malicious intent, but yes, that's what happened. And
what does that mean, malicious intent?
That she didn't do it on purpose. That it wasn't done to hide something. That it wasn't done to cover something up.
Hmm.
So there's that.
But why was it done?
Well, that's a good question. And you know, mistake? I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that would be. But I certainly think that, you know, what did you were there Monday, and not and on any specific issue, but how did you take the whole tenor of that meeting?
No, because I already told you that, like, there's a few different areas of my life I plan on tightening up. And, like, you know how you have your certain individuals that say, I don't want to make a New Year's resolution. I made a million of them, and that is one area where I plan on, like I said, becoming a registered voter, attending city council meetings, listening to you, going to my union meetings. Like, I just had, like, a real sloppy civic life, but that's no more. Now, one thing that I think is, you know how they bring the minister in at the beginning and we say the Pledge of Allegiance and pray?
Yes.
It's sort of like we just do that just to, like, get God out of the way. They should have mandatory intermission just about the time when the F-bombs come out and elbows get sharp, and then they need to bring God into it so that we can remember to love and forgive one another.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting. The meetings did not used to be 3 hours long. I don't know if this is just an aberration because of what's going on. But...
Now, hold on. Oh, and I think if there was ever a word to be had as the word of the day, Friday, what was that word? Did you say acquiesce?
Did I? I might have.
I think you, and I was like, wow. Now, what was that one you just slipped in there on me?
Aberration?
Yeah, what's that mean?
Different, odd, out of the ordinary.
Aberration.
Okay. This shows an experience every morning. Did you have a most interesting part of the meeting on Monday, that three-hour event we were at?
Yeah, I certainly did. The part where you were, and I mean, you know, I've listened to this station for years, you know, and I have a lot of respect for you. Obviously, I like you. I wouldn't call and talk to you every morning. But I'm nobody's cheerleader, but I got to say, like, I sort of... I felt some type of way for you. Like, I don't know if it was sympathy or what. I don't know the words I'm looking for here, but when Councilman Smith, when he says, what I believe he was speaking to Councilman Ratliff, and he says, I bet Scott Spears, or Mr. Spears, is really enjoying your, what do you say, show?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah. As if, you know, Councilman Ratliff was putting on a performance for you or something.
Well, you know what I would say about that particular issue? Now, I didn't bring that up yesterday, but you know what? In all the years of going to city council, I don't think anything like that had ever happened, and I don't know what that speaks to. I don't know why he did. I don't know why.
Like, if you didn't come prepared, or you're not prepared to match him, you know, intellectually, or what, if for whatever reason you feel inferior, why drag someone else who's just sitting there minding their own business in it?
You know, I don't know. I don't know why he did that by name. I don't know what the reason for that was. And
I would have been offended if I were you.
Well, you know what? I you know, it didn't offend me because I understand what he was trying to say, I guess. I don't think Ayers was...
I don't, and I'm new to this, and let somebody call me out. It may not go good for him. You were much more polite than I think I would be.
Well, you know what? As I've said before, and it's interesting because I've tried to teach this to Matt and Carrington in recent months, is that when you are a journalist, not everybody's going to like you. Because you're reporting on certain things that maybe they would not want you to report on or keep talking about if you have an audience. And I think that's what that boiled down to. And I think they felt that I was going to take the material that Ayers was giving. Or not that, how do you put this? Ayers was not giving material. Ayers was doing what he does. He was being a councilman. And that this
right,
was going
to
give...
No, and in no way, I mean, I highly doubt he was doing anything to appease you. He just speaks his mind.
No, I don't think he was doing anything to appease me. And interestingly enough, I've never had a conversation with Mr. Smith, so I have no idea why
Well, Mr. Smith, if you're listening, you can get on here and jack your jaws, too, the same way you jacked him in the council.
Well, Mr. Smith, you're always welcome on. And I don't know, he never said anything to me after the meeting or before the meeting, and we've never talked, so I really don't know where that came from. But it was an interesting moment, I'll say that.
There was a lady on the bus earlier, and she said, now, does he have, talking about you, she said, now, does he have Democrats on there, too? And I said, well, God is of the mindset that everyone has a voice, and everyone's opinion should be honored. He gives everyone a chance to come on.
Well, that's good.
She said, well, I might have to give him a try.
Well, and I think, you know, they really, really should. And you know, if anybody ever finds that there's some kind of bias, point it out to me. But I've never seen it, and I don't think anybody could point to it. And Jason will be on tomorrow morning, which I'm very interested in, because I don't think anybody's heard from him, certainly not in public, since he left the city council meeting on Monday.
Should be interesting. Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was an interesting moment in Monday night's meeting, and I would have to go back in the recesses of my mind, but I don't think anybody has ever mentioned my name, certainly a councilman, during a city council meeting. I don't know why that happened. You know, it was what happened. But I didn't take it in a malicious way, and I don't even know that it was meant in a malicious way, to be honest. I think it was just... what Mr. Smith thought was going on at the time, and, you know, everybody's got an opinion. What can you do? Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So we've got issues now here. Were sunshine laws violated? Were people coerced into jobs? Have people misappropriated funds? You know, it's a big, big question mark at this point. And, see, I don't know where we go from here, because what's going to happen next Monday? Listen, I don't want to tell people how to run their city. But there's some issues going on here. There's about three big issues. And I understand the business of the city has to go on. But don't you think you should take a meeting and go through these issues and just hammer this thing out so this thing does not keep going on and on and on and on? Because like at this time, how do you prioritize what is right and what is wrong and who's doing something more wrong than somebody else. You know, when it comes to the sunshine laws being violated, we've had the accusation, we've had the denial. Where's it going to go? Does it mean anything? Is anybody going to do anything about it? When it comes to the auditor possibly misappropriating funds, is anybody going to say anything? Is anybody going to do anything about it? Is there going to be discussion about that? When it comes to Mayor Collins offering Miranda McGinnis a job, is anybody going to ask any questions about that? Is anybody going to say anything about that? I don't know. Hadn't happened yet. So none of these things, you know, we got a lot of things, but we don't have a lot of answers. And I just wish, and I guess maybe it sounds trivial in a way, but I wish city council would just, whether it's other business or whatever it is, take a meeting, because heaven knows progress on city council is a little rough right now because of these issues, and just take these issues and let's see if there is anything to any of them. And I think the way you, because certainly you don't want to violate the sunshine laws, you would want to do that in an open meeting. You would want to do that in public at a city council meeting. Everybody right there. I don't know. That's just my thought on the whole thing. This is where we are. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. But in my opinion, just my humble opinion at this point, from watching this thing go on the last few weeks, I think just take a meeting, deal with all these things, and let's see where we are. Because I think over time, what is going to be hard to justify is, okay, I accused you of breaking the sunshine law. Are we going to do anything about that? There's been accusations that the mayor coerced somebody into another position. Is anything going to be done about that? Accusation that the auditor misappropriated funds. Okay, is anything going to be done about that? What is more important than others? What issue is more important than the other issue? Is breaking a law breaking a law? Should one person get away with breaking a law and another person not get away with breaking a law? Does it matter the composition of council? Does it matter who's a Republican and who's a Democrat? I don't know, but I certainly think somebody, because these issues seem to be piling up. It seems like there's an issue here, and then there's another one, and then there's another one, and there's never much resolution, regardless, in any of these issues. And I think maybe a resolution would be nice at some point, and then the business of the city could be dealt with. But again, that's just my opinion on the whole thing. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If you'd like to weigh in on anything, that's 740-751-4038. And again, Jason Schauber with us tomorrow morning, I believe the first time he's spoken since he left the city council meeting on Monday. And what's going to happen with this... mess with the position, this whole position. I want to make sure I get this position right again. Director of Special Projects, Bill Collins wanted it. I don't know. It's the most peculiar thing that he wanted it, and then all of a sudden he didn't want it. I'd be curious to know what that was all about. Because on the 8th, it seemed to me like a pretty important position to him. And now it's taken off the table, but yet we go to a third reading. Now, how's that all going to hit the fan on Monday? Now, can you imagine Bill Collins takes this off the table and city council votes it in anyway? Because they do have the votes. The Republicans do have the votes to do that. And Mr. Pollack said yesterday that That's a possibility. He doesn't know. So there we are. But boy, oh boy, I would take time to sort these things out, and I would do it in public. Because I don't think that anybody needs to be doing these things in private. Because there's already been accusations that a lot of this has happened in private. And private is probably not the best place to be doing these things at this particular time and place. And again, I understand it wouldn't be normal protocol for city council to put all these things on the agenda and bring them up. But I'm telling you, it seems to be hindering the city from going forward. So maybe somebody should discuss it. Why is any of this happening? And I thought it was a very important question yesterday. You know, there's more than one person on a committee. Jason wanted to be on the committee. Hold on. Let me pull back here and check on this because I want to make sure exactly. You want to make sure you get these things right at this point. Heaven forbid you don't want to misquote something. Codes. The Codes Committee. Jason wanted to be on that committee. So why not remove somebody else off that committee if Mr. Smith wanted to be on it? Why would you remove the person who made a motion to get on that committee? I don't quite understand that, but here we are. Here we are. And apparently the codes haven't been updated in quite some time in Marion, 20 years or something. So, there's the city. 740-751-4038. Do you have any opinions or thoughts on any of this? It certainly is getting a little deep at this point. And I think, and you know, there are good people in the city. There are people who have good feet. I don't know. Let's take the phone call. It's very broad. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, it's me, Scott. If you get a chance, would you give me a call? I've called a couple of times, but I don't know if you got my message.
You know, I missed the message, but I did get the other one. I've had meetings to run to. I'll try to give you a call later today, but what do you make of this whole falderol?
What's that?
Well, what's been going on here with City Council?
Well, the thing, that's, when you get a lot of new people in, I mean, they like to change rules, even though they're running pretty good. That's what I don't like. That's what I don't like with government. They, you know, like people come from other countries, we're doing fine, but they want their stuff to be like their country was. And to me, they should have stayed there and helped that country. But I don't know. I don't know what the auditor did. I think she was about some coding because I didn't listen. I've been in and out of the room to listen.
Well, I can explain it to you in kind of a small way here. Basically, what she was accused of Monday is hiding IRS penalties under another code that she didn't say it was for IRS penalties, and it's my understanding that that would constitute a misappropriation of funds because council didn't approve that. And that was the accusation. And Ayers Ratliff said that after the meeting that he thought possibly law enforcement should look into this.
Well, I know she did the fire truck. Something about that. They didn't want it done, but she did it. But I like Jason. I've talked to him and Ayers when I call about that fruitcake toss. He seems like he's very, you know what I mean. He's very, he knows what he's doing. I'll just put it that way. And I like those two because I think they, you know, they try to do the best. Now, the other ones, I don't know and stuff, but if they're having meetings and all of them are invited, that's no. You don't do that stuff.
Well, we've got three issues here. We've been talking about them on this show for quite some time. We've got the issue with the mayor. Did he try to coerce Miranda into another position? And apparently that was done out of the public's eye. So is that a Sunshine Law violation? You've got that. Number two, you've got, did this group meet and try to oust Jason Schauber and Ayers Ratliff off some committees? That's a violation of Sunshine Law, apparently according to the Sunshine Laws. And now you've got the auditor accused of misappropriating funds, and there wasn't much talk of it after it was brought up
Monday night. So you know what? I think they just need to have a meeting and go one by one down the line here, because can you rank these things on list of importance? Can you say, well, one's more important than the other?
I don't know. They have to get together, because I know Jason and that Ratliff, Ayers, they've been there for a long time. I think mostly the others are new. So they know how to do it, but I'm thinking maybe the new ones want to change stuff. But as far as the auditor, the more I hear, I don't know why they can't get somebody in there to do that. Because to me, if she's doing stuff that she doesn't check about the fire engine and she is decoding stuff or something to get around something, you don't do stuff like that. So I think maybe they need to find somebody else for that job. It's just, I mean, if you're just going to keep, you know, if things aren't getting corrected, it's just other things coming to light too. But the, what I've got to talk to you about, you're going to like this. So.
Oh, good, a positive.
Oh, no. But you're going to like it. You'll have something else to talk about.
Well, here's what I do want to say a couple things while I have you on the line, because I think this is important to say. I want to say that I immensely thank Jason Schauber for coming on tomorrow, because he has always been able to come on and explain what's going on. And even if people feel it's his own opinion, I think that's important. So Jason Schauber will be on tomorrow morning live from 8:15 to 10. And I thank him for that, first time since he left the city council meeting on Monday. So tune in tomorrow for that. Another thing I want to say is Miranda has come on quite a bit. And I think Miranda might come on before the week's over, and maybe she can explain what happened with this coding issue. You know, it's her issue right now. And Miranda has tried to come on and explain some of these things. So, Miranda, the door's open, and we've talked a little bit about it. I hope she comes on before the week's over. So I'll say that. Number three, and I wanted to say this yesterday, but it's become kind of a joke in a way. I mean, even when I was interviewing Ayers the other night, you know, get Bill Collins on your show, it's become kind of a running joke that Bill Collins will not do this show. And here's what I want to say about that. I can understand why Bill might feel that maybe we've chosen a viewpoint we haven't. And I don't think it's the best look of a city when it's become a joke that the mayor won't appear on a show. But I also want to say this. I do believe Bill Collins is a good man. I've known Bill Collins for a long time. He was the police chief. He was the deputy sheriff. My run-ins with him until recently have always been fine. I do not understand what has happened. I don't understand why he won't come on. Now, Bill, am I going to lie to you and say there aren't going to be hard questions? No, there are going to be hard questions. I think I asked Mayor Kellogg hard questions, and I think I asked Mayor Schertzer hard questions. But I believe that Bill is trying. I don't think he's not trying as the mayor, but as I said long before the election, whether it was going to be Bill or Glenn, neither one of them had legislative experience, and this was going to be a tough road because you don't have any experience in that type of government. So, Bill, I'm being serious here. I know you listen to the show, and I appreciate that. Bill, come on the show. Let's talk, because I certainly think the citizens of Marion deserve to hear from you at this point. And I like Bill, you know. Now, again, I like Jason, but I ask Jason hard questions. I like Miranda, but I ask Miranda hard questions. Same thing with Bill. I'm not going to lie and say there aren't going to be hard questions, but I think Bill can handle that. So, Bill, let's not make this a joke anymore and come on the show. So, one more thing I want to say, and then I want to come back to you, caller, is, and this is, I was going to say this yesterday morning. People really should thank the clerk of courts, or the clerk of council, excuse me, clerk of council, because it's a rough road down there, and she does no procedure, and she, and you can hear her on the tapes, and this is why I wanted to mention this. She's helping the she can to make council run smooth, and boy, people should appreciate that, because that's not an elected position, and you know, the clerk is not in the forefront of a council meeting, but a lot of help is given. And when she went to go get those records during the meeting to try to help settle that situation out, that's important. So the clerk who doesn't get a lot of spotlight, trust me, I've watched those meetings, is doing quite a bit to make sure they run as smoothly as possible.
Well, that's what I said. You know, just because you're one party, if you just sit and agree with everything that they think and you don't think, to me, that's not, you know, you shouldn't be in government. You have to disagree even with your own party. And there's Mr. Smith on the city council. And he's a locksmith. So we had him come last week and fix the lock on our front door. And he's very nice. He's very young, but he's very nice. And I thought he would do good, you know, on city council. And another thing, does that Mr. Collins have to, Mayor Collins, have to, maybe he doesn't know, or he doesn't have to, doesn't he have to okay what he does through the law director to make sure that it's okay? I mean, he's new at the job. He's not going to do everything right. Like, you know, asking Miranda to maybe take another job or do this and that. Maybe he really can't do that, but maybe he didn't know it.
Well,
so I would think that's what the law director is there to help him in situations where they don't start suing or doing stuff.
Well, and this,
and then as far as city council, I'm going to keep going because I lose my train of thought. And I lost my train of thought with city council.
No, stay there, because it's important what you just said. And that is something Bill could clear up for us, is that, because apparently when the job offer came to Miranda, the law director, as I understand it, was not present. Now, maybe he was, and Bill could straighten that out. But apparently that came when Martin Watts went to Bill. Again, let's straighten this all out for us, and said Miranda's interested in the transit position. And then they had a meeting. Now, I do believe the law director was present at that meeting. But, you know, I don't know. You know, we talked about this coercion law last Friday, and I was sent that by a member of law enforcement here in Marion. So, you know, they know the laws better than I do. I don't know. I just wish somebody better take some time and clear a lot of this up.
Well, I would think the law director, isn't he there to help, like, the city and stuff with all this stuff that you'd mostly contact him to make sure things are okay, you know, till maybe you get further along with the job and you know. And city council, I just happen to think, doesn't Miranda, when she does anything, doesn't she have to get city council okay, or can she just do stuff on her own? I know the fire truck, they were upset about that because they didn't want to go that way and she'd already done it. And the decoding and stuff, wouldn't she have to have that and then go before the city council and ask if that was okay to do that or something? Or can she just do all this stuff on her own and nobody checks her?
Well, see, that's the question, I think, right now, is is there a check on her? You know, I don't know, because city council is supposed to vote on things, but I think that's the big question right now. What did they vote on? Where did the money go? Why did that happen? And where are we going from here? I will say this. Now, Mr. Pollack said this yesterday, and you've got to say this. When you're in a city council meeting and you don't know that that's coming, you know, and I don't think Miranda knew it was coming during Monday's city council meeting, that question or accusation or whatever it was coming about the coding, you know, it's kind of hard to answer right on the spot, I would think. Now, does she probably have more facts on it now? I would hope so. I would think so. And that's why I hope we hear from her. Because, and that, you know what? Yes, it's good for me to have good guests on this show, but it's also good for the public to hear from these people. And it's also good because they get more than, you know, 5 minutes or 3 minutes in front of a council meeting to explain why these things happen. And I think that's what Jason's going to do tomorrow and take advantage of. So that's important.
Well, it's not only like the auditor, but my TV, when I click on these little boxes, you'll see somebody that's maybe auditor, but somewhere in government, maybe even the sheriff or somebody, they've stolen $200,000 or $300,000. So doesn't anybody, and it's not over a year period, it's several years. That's what I said. I thought the state somehow caught that stuff. But maybe it's up to the cities or something to do it. But some of them, it'll be quite a bit of money that, you know, they've taken. and they never caught it, like 500,000. And it's like, how can you do that? Somebody has to watch you or something. But I don't know how government really runs. But to me, the decoding and stuff would be up to her. But if it's not legal to do that, then if she doesn't have to go to city council, then see, that's what I mean. Landon, you didn't know what he was doing, which he probably wasn't doing much. What they were doing, and get you in this mess. They need another person, especially that auditor's office, which I don't know if Watts is one of them, to watch and report anything, you know, that they see. I don't know. This is just such a mess. I don't know. I don't know if anybody in Marion or the state could come in, because I know they had two places come in and supposed to help her get it right, and apparently neither one got it right, and is still in a mess. So I don't know. It's just a mess. But they need somebody in there that, you know, really. I don't know if the one before her. I don't know who she was, but if she ran against that, what's his name? I even forgot his name now. That guy. And he defeated her. I can't remember that. It's tough, but that's what I said. When you have somebody and they're kind of doing a good job, you kind of let it alone. I don't know, but this is a mess. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more to come when they go on down and find stuff out.
Well, like I say, here's my feeling, and again, this is just my thought on the whole thing, is that I understand you don't want to stop and take a week and try to sort all these problems out, but it seems to me that every time council's meeting, they're meeting for 3 hours, and the meetings are getting derailed because something new is coming up. And I would think, let's just take a council meeting here, let the public be there, out in front of everybody, and let's just go through these one by one and see what in the world's going on and move on from there.
Yeah, that's, you know, it'd be a good thing if there was a Republican or Democrat party. You just got the best person in, and they didn't have to spend millions of dollars, you know, and maybe they could see the situation better. But to me, you know, like if a Republican takes a stand, well, they all have to stand behind that, even though maybe it isn't right. And I don't like stuff like that. I don't go with the flow. I'm an oddball. I'd stand out. If I didn't think it was right, no. I don't care what party I was or if you were my neighbor or what, no.
Well, I know I have to go somewhere as soon as I'm off the air today, but if I will try to give you a call either later today or tomorrow. Maybe I'll try to call before the show starts, because sometimes I have a little time there.
That'd be okay, because sometimes I turn my phone off or down. I get like 20 scammer calls a day. And different stuff. So evening would be better, or like, you know, this early before the show or something.
Sounds good. Hey, thank you.
Goodbye.
All right. Phone lines are open, and we've still got 8 minutes left here. So if you've got something to say, now's the time to say it. 740-751-4038. Don't forget, Jason Schauber live for 2 hours tomorrow. First time since he left the city council meeting on Monday. After being frustrated, I think we should say the least, at what was going on with the committee assignments and how certain things were being handled in regard to the city auditor on Monday night. All right, 740-751-4038. And I am serious about this Bill Collins thing. You know what? Jack Kellogg and Mayor Schertzer came on this program 22 years. We've been doing this monthly mayor visit. And, you know, I can definitely understand why Bill might be having second thoughts on this right now. It is a rough go for him right now. I mean, he's come into this job in a very precarious time. I can understand that, but I just, you know, everybody who's come on this show, and I think if you would ask them, from Jason Schauber to Ayers Ratliff to Matt Pollack, to Miranda McGinnis, I think they would all tell you that it was fair. I think they would all tell you that it wasn't edited, it was live. And I think they would all tell you that in the end, you get to explain yourself. Maybe there are things we don't know that have happened. And I think Bill can certainly do this. So I just don't like, in a way, that it's turned into a joke that he won't appear on this show. Doesn't bother me.
because, you know, there, I'm sure there are a lot of people who won't appear on this show. But I think the mayor of the city should not be one of those people. And I also think that I don't know. We'll hope it changes. Bill, if you want to come on, contact me. I've sent you the requests. The door is open. Okay, 740-751-4038. If you have something to say, 6 minutes left to go, we can get into it here and discuss it. And again, you've got the whole issues with possibly the county getting in litigation with the city schools. We don't know where that's going to go. All over the lease of the building on Delaware Avenue. Apparently, the county wants an answer by February the 1st. That's next Thursday. Why did that lease end the way it did? I have no idea at this particular point in time. A lot of stuff going on. I'll be very interested to see what Jason has to say tomorrow, because I think Monday night there was a lot of emotion. I think it was spontaneous emotion because it was happening in real time. And I think after thinking about something for 2 days and hearing things that have gone on here, interviews, I think we'll get a very concise answer as to what's going on as time goes on. All right. Go ahead, caller.
So did he ghost you at the meeting the other day like he did the prior meeting?
Now, by ghost, what do you mean? Bill Collins you're talking about, right?
Yeah, like refused to acknowledge your presence. Or did you have a pleasant interaction?
No, we did not. We didn't have a negative interaction. We just had no interaction.
So describe the scene.
Well, I don't know. It really wasn't all that big. He walked in. I think he did see me. I'm sure he did. But there was no waving or anything like that.
Did he bring like a cardboard like barrier to block his view of you?
No, there wasn't one of those. But I will tell you, when I was doing
That's probably coming.
Well, listen, when I was doing the interview with Ayers, and even he, you know, kind of said, you know, get Bill Collins on your show, because it has kind of become a little bit of a joke, won't come on here. I mean, I think you have alluded to this. I don't want him to feel that it is a joke, because the door really is open, and I don't know how to make that any more clear, and I don't think anybody's been mistreated, and I really don't think he has. I don't know what's going on there.
Do you remember the show on PBS, the McLaughlin Group?
I do.
You should have a format like that and get all of them in one room. That would be awesome.
Well, what do you make with 3 minutes left to go? You know, time's become an asset on this program in recent weeks. What do you think about this whole, now that we know what the Sunshine Law exactly says, and the fact that a lot of this stuff, including the issues with the mayor, have been done away from the public?
Well, what have I said over and over and over until people are probably annoyed by the fact that I've said it again? We don't have transparency. So this does not surprise me. This is the rule in government. But again, that's not how it should be. So it's the responsibility of the public to put pressure on those elected officials and demand that transparency and that accountability.
Well, just in the essence of time here with 90 seconds, what do you think of the idea about, listen, we got three big issues here. We've got three people saying laws have been violated. It's not normal to take a council meeting and discuss all that, but hey, listen, we got problems. Let's do it.
Well, do it. They can bring up whatever motion or topic that they want to. Now, they may be shouted down procedurally or something like that, but it would make the statement, it would do so publicly, that we want to address these issues and come to the bottom and come to a resolution. So maybe that would be something that Councilman Schauber, especially since he walked out, and I think probably justifiably so, just out of frustration of you know, what went down. So bring it up. Go to battle.
We'll
for the city, and that's what it is. It's for the city. It's for the taxpayers, and that should be at the top of mind.
And we'll be with Jason tomorrow morning, 8:15 to 10. Thanks for calling in.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Jason Schauber again. Don't forget tomorrow morning, first time since the walkout on Monday night. We'll find out why he walked out, what was the problem there, what he believes happened, what's going on with the auditor, what about the mayor's situation. Where are we going from here? Tomorrow morning, Jason Schauber, City Councilman. For this day, Scott Spears.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was pretty much my Bozo laugh. And my wife said, "You're not going to believe this, but three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around."
I love it.
But no, the Bozo voice was right about here. And it was a lot more adenoidal than mine. And that was pretty much it.